All right, set of the bar time. What is a set of the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, it kind of walks the line, honestly, between a setting the bar story and just some weird, random misunderstanding. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a doormat, then returning it a week later with a note, you're doing okay.
Okay, all right. So we stole a doormat, and I'm assuming it was caught on a doorbell camera.
Yeah, exactly. This out of Cincinnati. So this person filed a police report. They were like, hey, yo, my rug was stolen.
And the lady just walked right up, took it, like dusted it off, carefully moved the furniture away, and then just walked off.
Yeah, that's what her doorbell camera caught. And like you said, she took the time. She shook the dust off the rug.
That's into, like, typical the criminal beds. Behavior. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the homeowners were like, okay, we're going to post make a post on social media with the doorbell camera footage. And then they had to email like the police back and say, hey, I guess call off the search because we got our rug back 1 week after it disappeared. Apparently,
there was a note.
There was a note this time, and it read, I'm exceedingly apologetic for taking your rug. It was an honest mistake. I was trying to pick up a free rug from a Craigslist offer, and I obviously got the wrong one. So there was... I almost believe her because...
That is kind of believable just based on the behavior in the first video. Like, she just seemed real nonchalant, like she's not too concerned about people seeing her.
She's like, all right, is this the house? This must be the house. Oh, well, here's the doormat. Yeah, you're right. I guess this will work. All right.
Here's my question, though. Don't most people post a picture of the thing that they're offering up for sale or for free or whatever? Right? So wouldn't she know... What she's looking for?
Kelly, these are all very valid questions.
Yeah, that's what makes me a little suspicious. But, and then, okay. So then what the address must have been like really similar or flipped number or something. That, right?
So if you're thinking, okay, criminal intent, who takes a doormat and then decides, you know what, this doesn't really work with my decor, and right. I'm not really cut out for a life of crime, so I guess I'll just bring it back. Apology note, say, hey, you know what, can we just call it even?
I gave it a test run, decided it was not for me. You
right,
can have
exactly,
it back.
Exactly. So again, setting the bar. I think
it does sound believable, but I still have a few questions.
All right. So Kelly's still thinking maybe there is some criminal mischief involved in this, but
I feel like I could be guilty of this. Like if I were to end up on this show in any other facet, it could probably be in this spotlight.
setting the bar where
maybe you accidentally stealing something off someone's porch
criminal
when I thought I was buying it
right
on Facebook Marketplace all or right. something that could be me.
All right, well then there you go, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a doormat then returning it a week later with a apology note, well then you're doing okay.
My bad, wrong house.
That is setting the bar.